for Coach Joy Robinson. Cougars with another win, Coach. That makes you at 9-2 for the season and a chance for the win next week to win 10 games, three straight years. I know that's very special to you and our program.
It is special, and just proud of the way the kids came out and played early tonight. And you know, we talk about keeping the intensity up. And our kids do a really good job of not worrying about who they're playing, just worrying about themselves. And we came out and executed really well early.
Coach, they played extremely consistent and rotated people in and out. Things didn't seem to drop off. And you had a lot of options out there. When you needed yards, they were there.
We did. And we just got a lot of athletes. And when we spread you, sometimes it puts you in a real bind. And Drew puts a lot of pressure on defense because they try to play him with two. And when they do that, we got a lot of athletes, and Eli and Doulas and those guys that causes problems.
Cardulis went over 1,000 yards. I know you're tickled for Matt. He's a great youngster.
I am tickled with him. He's just an unbelievably good kid, got great character, and just happy for him. But I'm also happy for those guys up front. I mean, it's just 3 years in a row that our linemen have put a 1,000-yard rusher on the board, and just really proud of them.
Our players of the game tonight, Eric Letterman and Matt Hall, I think that's very important that they get recognized.
It is, and you know, we take pride in our running game, and for 2 years we led Western North Carolina, had the best rusher in Western North Carolina, and this year we're being a little different because we spread the ball out a little more and had a lot of people getting a lot of yards, but still we've rushed the ball very, very well, and we looked the other day, I think we're still averaging like 6.7 yards a rush, which is pretty good football.
Coach, you're able to run inside, you're able to run outside. Tyson Tomlin had another great game at quarterback. Didn't have to throw it much, but when he did, he was very effective. When Madison went in at halftime, you can't draw enough X's and O's to figure all that out.
You can't, and again, it's just having a lot of weapons, and Tyson has gotten better and better as the years progressed, and he's just, right now, he's playing about as good at the quarterback position, throwing the football, as any quarterback I've had throwing the football. And, you know, he's just grown up as a leader and has turned into a great leader of this football team and on the offensive side. And I'm just really proud of him.
Great concentration, great touch in the throws by Tyson.
He does. And we got a lot of kids that's got a little different speed and they're different explosiveness, but he still seems to be able to put the right touch on the ball. And the nice thing about him is he's as good with the long ball as he is with the short ball. I mean, he's good at both of them. And that's hard sometimes.
Coach, congratulations on a big win. Of course, we look forward to the first round of the state playoffs next week.
We do. If we could just dial up some weather just like this, we'd be all right.
We'd like to stay home for the whole thing.
We would.
Coach, congratulations again to your staff and your youngsters. I thought they played a tremendous ball game and finished out the season well for a group of great seniors.
They are a group of great seniors. I hate to see them go, but, you know, we've said that now 3 years in a row. And our juniors coming in step up to the bill and become great seniors, and that's what it's about. And we just got to continue to do that to build our program.
And that's a credit to you, the staff, the players, and also the parents in this community.
It is, and a credit to the middle schools and the youth leagues. And, you know, it's youth league night tonight. It's a great night for them to be here and tickled to death that they showed up. And so when your youth leagues feed your middle schools feed your high school, and you just keep it going, that's what a program's supposed to be about. And I think everybody right now is just proud to be part of Mountain Heritage football.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.